The new guidelines were developed and have already been used in Hillsborough County. DCF spokesman Whitney Ray says the agency is now looking to apply them statewide. First, caseworkers look for risk factors, including the parent's age, evidence of drug use, or the presence of an unrelated boyfriend in the home.
They see some of these key risk factors. They flag them. They call an emergency meeting. They get the CPI at the table. They get Children's Legal Services. They come together to make a determination about what to do next. What is the best thing to do in the interest of the safety of that child?
The risk factors were compiled based on a review of about 1,500 Hillsborough County cases where DCF had gotten involved, some of them ending in the injury or death of a child. Former DCF Secretary David Wilkins resigned earlier this year after media reported a spike in deaths of children under DCF's watch. For WFSU News, I'm Jessica Palumbo.